good morning, or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening to the world. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insights that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I am here for you during these accelerated times of change on our planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all could get through this evolutionary jump that is literally in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I do ask you to be specific. And the format of the show is that we have four formats. The first one, I talk about tips and tools for the day, so you could use it throughout the week. And then we open up the phone lines, and I'll get that number out for you to be able to call right after this this segment. And it's 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. I did want to talk about some up-and-coming events. We have the fifth dimensional class, which is teleclass, and or if you happen to be in the East Coast, you could come in person. And that's where I'm going to talk about the light body, our energy bodies, and give you tips, tools, activations for you to be able to activate your energy field more and be able to clear out your shadow part and really get into the nitty-gritty is what I call it. And then we're going to be following that with a fire ceremony. And that's where it's a wonderful way to close the evening out. And also the spring equinox is coming up on Tuesday. And so fire is a great way to transmute energies, transmute the old, being able to welcome in the new. Fire really accelerates growth. And so it brings us passion. Think of fire and passion. So we're having a fire ceremony to follow that. And so, again, if you're in here physically or if you want to join energetically, you can get all those details on the website, www.carrieoconnor.com. Also, we have a free teleclass coming up on Tuesday, the 29th, 8 to 9 p.m. You can email or union1111@yahoo.com, or, again, you could look at the website and check it out because I'm going to be doing a class on psychic protection. And so I'm going to be doing 1 hour and giving you tips and tools and everything that I've learned from the years, everything that I've downloaded myself. And so you could just get a pen and paper and write out what resonates with you, come up with your own formula. And so I'll be opening up all my books of things that I've gathered over the years and just, again, really giving lots and lots of ideas. And then you could resonate, what resonates with you, take in, what doesn't, throw it out. And you could formulate your own program, your own energy maintenance program. And that's what I want to talk about today, because I continue to talk about the energy maintenance. And it's not just, we can think of that as when we go to the gym, we know where we want to do a holistic view. We just don't want to go on the bicycle, or we just don't want to take the aerobics class. You want to add in weights, and you want to do a little variety of things. And so think of an energy maintenance. There's all different kind of tips and tools and techniques to do. And the biggest thing that it's important for you is to do what resonates with you, because if sitting and saying om for hours or an hour does not resonate with you, you're not going to do it. And so everything different things are for different people. And so you want to, again, start thinking about what resonates with you. And the biggest thing for people to do is to start having that thought process, what they like to do. So if you like to go out to nature, start thinking a little bit deeper. Do you like to go around the beach? Do you like to go around water? Do you like to be around the mountain? Do you like to be around hills? Do you like to be out in nature with trees? Do you like to be in the forest? Start thinking about what, again, resonates with you, where you feel the most calm, the most brightest. And even if that's in a meditation that you're doing in your head, or you have the opportunity to go out into nature, that's always really good. And then what you're doing is, again, formulating your own exercise program that you could use throughout the day. And what it does, it helps you stay aligned. It helps you do what I call the energy posture of the master. That's where we have our feet symbolically 2 feet apart. We're aligned. We're standing up straight and tall. Our shoulders are symbolically way back, and our arms are wide open. Symbolically, of course, you can't walk around like this, but when you're standing tall, you're not leaning. And a lot of people tend to lean or bend toward the front, toward the back, or tend to toward to either side. And when people are energetically leaning, they're not. It's like a garden hose that gets kinked. And so that's a part of a process and practice that you want to tap in and see. Even pay attention to your posture. Are you leaning forward? You're literally interfering with the energy flow. So you want to start correcting yourself. That comes the practice and the process. So this is a process and it is a practice. And what is the goal here? The goal is for us to process what I call the wounded child, or the ego, or the shadow self, because we all have it. And that's plain and simple. It's part of our karma path. It's part of our process here. And so the more we know that and realize that, the more we could start looking at themes in our life. So since we were growing up, did we have a theme of abandonment? Did we have a theme of orphaned? It sounds like the same thing, but it's slightly different. But when you start to, again, recognize what themes continually come into your life, is it self-esteem, self-worth? Do you have energies around people that are very successful? Does that kind of bother you? All of those, it's the information that you're getting for yourself to see what you came in here, what karmic patterns that you came in here, what past life influences that you came in here. Because when we start processing our shadow, when we start processing the wounded child, it gives us the, think of it as a radio station. When we're in the fog, we're in between stations, and it's all chaotic, and there's the constant sound of discord coming on. When we start processing our shadow, when we start really taking responsibility and accountability for our own life and really see, feel, and sense how we direct every thought, word, and deed, we're co-creating our future. And so the more we slow down, the more we align ourselves, and again, that posture of mastery, the more we feel like we're in flow with the universal energies, the more we can feel ourselves when we get pulled off into the drama, pulled off into fear, and then we could have the tools to, again, align ourselves, to plug us back into that flow. And you will absolutely feel this physically, mentally, emotionally. A lot of times people tell me that when they start a program, that their friends say, what are you doing? You look younger. You look good. That color that you're wearing looks good on you. And what they're noticing is their energy field doesn't have the fog. It doesn't have all this discord. It doesn't have like this radio station that's between the two stations. They're becoming clearer within themselves, clearer to their own guidance, their own information, because truly, all of us are intuitive beings. All of us, all the answers that we need are truly within us. And so why don't all of us have empowered life and live the life of flow? Because that's part of, again, the process. It's part of us recognizing that all the answers are within the circle around us that could be as small as 2 feet around us. And so the more we start looking inward and start clearly clearing out our stuff and we create a solid foundation for ourselves, the more you'll hear your inner guidance, the more you won't get confused, the more if something in life comes up, you'll start having the answers. And even if it doesn't make sense and the ego wants to say that doesn't make sense, that's not part of the law and order, or that's not the right way, you start living what's the light way instead of the right way for you, because the light way makes you feel enlightened. It makes you feel lighter, literally. It doesn't make you feel like you're weighed down with things. And so you start feeling, sensing that light, and you'll feel that with decisions. You'll feel something will come up, and you'll feel, do I want to go to this party as a small thing, or do I want to change this job, or do I want to exit or enter this relationship? You'll start feeling, sensing, like even a pushing around your heart, around your third chakra, and that's the universe answering you. That's yourself answering you. So the more, again, we plug in, the more we feel that flow, the lighter we feel. This is an enlightening process, and so part of the process is where we have to go through our darkenment period, the dark night of the soul, and this is where I see on the collective consciousness, the macro view, we could see a lot of that processing happening right now. All you have to do is pick up a paper and just plug in and see what's going on there. And so when a lot of people in the macro world are doing the processing of their soul, we also understand that this, because we're all interconnected, this is affecting each and every single one of us. So when is the time for us to get going with this is now. Do you have, we all have our own, again, evolutionary past here, so we don't have to worry about other people around us. We don't have to worry about our spouses, our kids, our husbands, our friends, because they have their own journey. There's a part where, paradoxically, that we're all connected, but we're on this journey by ourselves, but we're not by ourselves. So the more you start understanding things, the more you come to a part of seeing a lot of paradoxes in life. But that really, when you see a lot of paradoxes or you start really feeling seeing both sides of things, you're stepping in the path of the light direction, meaning that there's no right or wrong. There's no this way or that way. The more you become in flow, the more you become, it's like a river flowing. You feel that flow. You feel that support, and you're not stuck on one side or the other, and you'll start to get used to that feeling. That feeling will feel good. It'll feel light. It feels like soul food. It's mana for our soul. And so, and then we'll start feeding ourselves with that wonderful universal energy instead of feeding ourselves with toxic situations and toxic scenarios. So all of that, again, is part of our process here, part of what we came down here to do. And now is the time for us to take that accountability and the responsibility for our own life. If we don't like the direction that it's in any part, then the answers, again, lie within us. We're the only one that can make those changes. And the good news is that you don't have to work on changing anybody else. By changing yourself, your energy, your resonance will go out to the individual, and then they'll have choice, and then you have a choice point of whether you want to stay in that situation or not. And it's not making somebody right or wrong. That's where a lot of past programming is, that we have to exit a job or a relationship by making somebody right and wrong. This is where we get out of the drama and we just say, this lesson is over for me, and so I'm going on to something else, and we don't have to have any long, drawn-out, painful situations if we don't choose to. If we choose to, or you're sick of it, it's being able to have yourself look at the everything in the micro level, is what I call it, or that's like the energetic level, because truly everything is energy. And when we start look at situations around us as energy, it really goes back to what the beginning of this whole talk was about, creating your own energy maintenance program, creating your own things that get you plugged in to have you feel light, and that light is right for you. You don't have to talk about it. This is a part of an inner journey where the more you consolidate and hold that in within yourself, the more you'll feel it within yourself. And actually, you'll find that it goes beyond words. Sometimes the words get in the way. A lot of times the words get in the way. The more that is celestial, it's not the angels that we see on the Christmas cards. They come in as very complex light beings. So the more we start tapping into that, the more we'll experience that in life, your life. And so we're going to, you listen to the Carrie O'Connor Show, we're going to go to our first break of the day, and we're going to go back to open phone lines. And so we'll talk to you in a few.
For right brain expansion and new mental power, introducing Right Brain Aerobics Training for Business and Career Development, a certificate course Saturday and Sunday, September 26th and 27th at Maitreya Center in Redmond. Join Sandra Rodman, CEO of Right Brain Aerobics, a senior executive of Fortune 500 companies. Go to rightbrainaerobics.com. That's rightbrainaerobics.com. For more, call 425-214-2926. 425-214-2926.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunt on The Dr. Pat Show.
In the world of Amelina, our commitment is to making the time spent with us an interlude to be remembered and treasured. The best gift is the gift of health. Give it to yourself and valued others. Amelina International Day Spa is located in downtown Seattle and Yakima Valley. Visit our website at amelina.com. That's spelled UMMELINA.com. Or call 206-624-1370.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com. Do you know how to live courageously? Have you mastered your own mind power to create abundance in every area of your life? With Dr. Joanne White's empowering seminars and books, you'll supercharge your own abilities. The success doc, author, speaker, life, and business coach will help you transform your life and exceed your expectations. Call 1-877-DOC-WHITE or visit docwhite.org to live your dreams right now. Have you been baffled by the unanswered questions in your mind and heart? Are you ready to see your life unfold right in front of your eyes? Tap into the power of your inner voice, embrace the wisdom within, and live life to the max with the empowerment psychic, Linda Dickinson. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for a private session that'll help you live life to the max. Listen to Linda on The Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and we're open up the phone lines, and let me give that number out. 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
I would love to do that. And, you know, we just want to remind all of our listeners out there, if you have called in the last 30 days that we require you and recommend that you call back in about 30 days, give the opportunity for new callers to call in and we'll get to your phone calls and questions and answers and all that on the Carrie O'Connor Show. We are going to head out to the East Coast. We have Lisa calling in from Brooklyn, New York. She wants to know why she's not attracting more clients or is actually looking for more clients. She's a medium herself and she's kind of looking for more. So let's bring Lisa on. Lisa, are you there?
I am. Hi.
Well, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Thank you.
Hi, Lisa. So what's going on?
Yes, I was just wondering what your perspective was on why I'm not attracting more clients.
Okay. Did you try some sort of push in August? Because this is what your body showed me. In August of 2009, in the beginning of the month, I see this wave coming up from the right side of your energy field. So that's where I see the male side, but also in the energy we put out to the world side. But also I see that as the present day, what's going on now. And so if you didn't do anything physical, like sometimes I'll do like coupons or some kind of thing like that with it, with the people. And that's what I see like as an energetic push out to the...
I've been designing new flyers and trying different flyers.
Okay,
and I work at these metaphysical fairs.
It's interesting, Lisa, because what I'm seeing is that, so think of the energy that you had as far as finding the new, doing new flyers, kind of like fine-tuning is what I call it, as far as different things, because different things work for different times. And then I see it as, it's interesting, because it looks like in your emotional body, that flyer had, the flyers or the new things had like the energy to it, but then I'm seeing it, and it kind of creates almost like an energetic block. And it's more for when I look at your second chakra, I go into the right side, and I go down to when you're 3.5 to 4 years old. So I definitely review patterns as far as, especially on dad's side, as far as family success, success in life, as far as with the messages that you received, as far as career in particular flow and money, as far as money issues. I know that I just saw an image of my grandmother, my paternal grandmother, go across, and this is messages for you. She used to say all the time, a very sing-songy voice, someday my ship will come in. And so
right.
She used to always kind of say it to us and sing it to us. And so part of her message was like, someday your ship will come in. And so that means that have an idea, have a hope, but it's someday, it's out there. And she kind of, when she could die, she came back and said, you know what, have that ship. Someday, instead of someday, have it now. Have you
right.
Swim out to that ship. So she kind of gave us the rest of it, because otherwise it was kind of like a subconscious message of have a hope, dream, and desire. If you pray or you're good enough, it'll come to you, and not talk about being proactive to take those steps. And so there was a lot of the 23 O'Connors and her 5 children that got the message of brass rings being around us, and not have, if we, again, pray enough or if we're good enough, things will drop down. And of course, prayer and works and affirmation works, but there's also takes the action. So there's what I see, especially going back to July, August, as far as a residual energy that comes up from the dad's side. And this is happens commonly when we're about to actually make major breakthroughs in our life, that think of past things that are in our subconscious again come up for review to see if we still have any residual energy that believes in it, even if it's kind of deep down the subconscious. So I'd absolutely review the dad stuff as far as in the messages about money, and it also success, because then I look down the bottom of your root chakra and I see that you're creating what looks like a net, a safety net, and that's a good thing, because whenever I see the energy body creating, symbolically creating a safety net underneath us, that's where we can feel energetically, especially our subconscious, supported. So so we have some kind of jounce in our shoe. It's like almost like rubber in shoes and in the sneakers. And so there's a part of a buffer. So when people start creating safety nets in the energy field, I notice that there's a more of a place where we could stay in the now. We could have what I call energetic posture of the master, where our arms are wide open instead of saying our arms, the success has to come this way. And then energetically, the way I see it is the arms start closing, and then all those tubes of the infinite possibilities start closing, and then we think that it has to come in this way instead of the infinite possibilities where success and clients could come in. And so what I see it as is just a, when I see little instruments that look like surgical instruments, little tiny instruments, that's my symbol for getting down again to the nitty-gritty, you're fine-tuning things, and that things will be turning around as far as, especially from now to September. And also don't tap into as far as the whole media people not getting into that they will pull back money, because when it comes to mediumship and readings, people right now are looking for that support and looking for that comfort, and so it's not really being affected by the economy. So again, I see that this is going to be shifting and changing with you over the next through this month until October. Okay.
Okay. Great.
All right.
So you're saying to just be open to the infinite possibilities beyond what I'm thinking might be the way.
Can you speak a little bit louder?
Sure. Are you saying for me to focus on the infinite possibilities of
Absolutely.
How it's going to come in?
Infinite possibilities. Review what was going on in your family at when that 3 to 5 years old. Then also review the money, like stories as far as what we had, like that little saying that my grandmother had and my other grandmother used to say. The rich are mean and just they're not holy or whatever. Both of those messages profoundly affected myself. And so when I started opening my own business, I had to review that and see where I could have had some residual energy. And, of course, I didn't say the sayings that they said, but they absolutely affected me. So whenever I say residual energy, that means to me stuff that has been fed to us by our parents, by our lineage, by even our society, our teachers, all of that, has a profound effect on us. And so when it's coming up to the in front of the energy field, it's up for review and for you to clear out. So, and the safety net is a good thing because that's where you feel supported, and especially if our child, and what the key is, when I always tell people to work on the wounded child, if the wounded child is very associated with the ego blocks out, wants to scare us, and then when that's in the driver's seat, it's like a wild ride. The more we're able to have the child feel like there's a net underneath us that gives us the energetic support that allows us to stay more in the now and leave our arms wide open to the infinite possibilities, and then we start experiencing that. So it's a really there's a saying by the channel Bashar that my current circumstances don't matter, only my state of being matters. What am I feeling now? I encourage people to ask themselves that question. What am I feeling now? What am I feeling now throughout the day? And get to the feelings, not what am I thinking now, because so many times we're doing the thinking pattern and not the feeling pattern. So what am I feeling now? Because whatever matters, my outside circumstances do not matter right now. So if you don't have a lot of clients right now, that does not matter. But what are you feeling throughout the day? Because we pump out information every faster than a 4 trillionth of a second out to the universal grid. And that's with every thought, word, and deed. And that also includes past patterns, past programming, and also deep in our subconscious. So the more we start tuning into that and fine-tuning it, and again, clearing out some of our fears, the more we have flow. And absolutely, we're tapped into the infinite possibility. And then we feel absolutely more flow in life, and you notice it, and you get clients by the wildest way. Okay.
So you're still seeing some residual stuff from my childhood?
Some residual stuff, especially from July to August, and this is a lot of people are doing this because, you know what, this is what I'm really
doing. I've been doing so much clearing. I do it every day.
I was just going to say this. You know what? Don't think of it that you did not do stuff. When I see residual, that means when people get into the nitty-gritties, it's acknowledging how much clearing you've done, right? And also, when we understand that we're here and we're processed, there's going to be stuff from past lives and stuff that's going to come up. And so think of this as like the last major, like residual energies are like dust on a table, on a glass table. And we're not talking about 5 inches of crud here. We're talking about dust. And so and if you think about it, if you're not having the success, then we go back to the drawing board. And I always tell people the answers are always within the energy grids. And the energy follows a pattern, and I read the energy grid. So that's what your body's showing me, okay? All righty.
So
I don't even say good luck to you. I'm going to say happy co-creating.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks for calling in. And it's a 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. I know, Kier, we got a couple minutes before the break. How about we give out some information about you, maybe some events coming up before we take our next call and breaks, okay?
Absolutely.
Cool.
All righty. So we talked about the fire ceremony and the fifth dimensional class, also the class for the free teleclass, and we also have the gathering coming up. And the gathering is very exciting. This is I did this over the summer, and it was very well received. And that, again, you could do in person, or you could do it over the phone. And this is on the Friday nights starting October 2nd, and then November 6th, and then December 4th. So it's the first weekend of the month on that Friday, and it's from 7 to 9 p.m., and that we're going to be I'm going to do a two-hour class that has the updated information. It's information and attunements, and so you'll be able to receive information that I'm receiving, that I'm getting, that I'm working with, and I've tried, whatever I give out, I've tried and worked with, and so I like to give people all different tools because everyone's different and that different things resonate with people. So that's updated information, and that's called a gathering. Also, this time for questions and answers, so people could ask their questions, see what's going on with them, and we could, as a group, look at things energetically, and then we do a healing attunement toward the end. So they're real fun. People are liking the gathering, and even if it's via telephone, you could feel the energy of when two or more gather. You could feel the circle, and that's a wonderful thing. And so that's called the gatherings, and again, those are in starting October 1st, November 6th, and December 4th. And we also have the Mastery series in MP3 and wave format, and those are I've did those over the summer, and I'm thinking spring and summer, the series 1 and 2, and they're available. And again, you could listen to those, and I went from the subjects, they're on the internet, and you could read all the different subjects that I covered week by week, and it's information on working in different parts of the energy field, different parts of our mental body. And again, there's always tools on how to work and break through different blocks. And so those are all things you could check out. And a good thing to do that I figured out is to favorite a website, and you just push favorites, and then you could always look up to see what's coming on, because I do a lot of, again, free teleclasses, and there's just a lot of information there. So just favorite and see what's happening. And so we're going to go to the break. You're listening to Carrie O'Connor Show, and we'll be going back to those phone lines after this short break.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate No. 9. Chocolate No. 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. No. 9 contains no refined sugar. No. 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate No. 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Did you know that children should not carry more than 10 to 15% of their body weight in backpacks? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunts to share some information about backpack safety. The longer a child wears a heavy backpack incorrectly, the longer it takes for a curvature or deformity of the spine to correct itself. That's why it's important that children who are carrying heavy backpacks throughout the year are under regular chiropractic care. They will be better able to deal with the physical stressors being put on their small bodies, and they will be able to enjoy the healthy benefits of a properly functioning nervous system. For more information on backpack safety and how to keep your child healthy throughout the school year, visit vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521, and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Did you know Greek Oats yogurt fat content actually helps you lose weight? Not only does this healthy fat contribute to curbing sugar cravings, also the probiotic bacteria in Greek Oats yogurt has an effect on how fats are metabolized and absorbed by the body. So don't forget to pack a Greek Oats yogurt for a snack today. For more information, visit GreekOatsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Visit thedrpatshow.com for show listing.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and our number here is 1-800-930-2819, and I'll be with you for another, here for another half hour. And so, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
All right, sounds like a plan. We have Shelley now calling in from Bremerton, Washington. She needs some guidance around a certain particular message. I tried to listen to it. It was a little more in-depth than what I could feed back to you, Carrie. So let's bring on Shelley, and maybe she can get into a little further detail about it. Shelley, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Carrie. I was given, I'm a medium, but I just am realizing this, so I feel I'm very infantile with it. And so I got a message a couple months ago from a non-physical being, a dad of a friend of mine. The friend of mine is male, and, you know, I think that I have feelings more than just friendship for him, but I'm married.
You know, honey, I'm having trouble hearing you. I'm like almost crawling through the phone.
Are you on a speakerphone there or something like
can
that?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, there
yes,
we go.
Definitely.
Okay.
Can you repeat that?
Thanks.
Sure. So a couple of months ago, I'm a medium, and I'm just being told this and realizing it. So I'm, you know, don't feel totally capable of this, but I was given a message a couple months ago from a non-physical being. It's a dad of a friend of mine. This friend is male, and we've had different times of feeling, you know, more than just friendship, and it's waxed and waned because both of us are, I think, happily married. But I can't seem to reach him in order for me to feel comfortable in giving him this message that his dad really wants him to know. And I can't help but feeling that this would be something that he needs to hear and needs to know. But I sense that he's kind of staying away. And then I wonder, too, if it's some kind of block on my part because I'm not feeling totally confident about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what, Shelley, that's a really, really, you brought up many, many things. When we get messages, whenever there's like a thing of urgency, always check your resources. And that means people can think like they can say they're somebody. And so I always do the 1-2-3 thing where they have to show me, I see it as a badge of identification. And so that where I see it in their energy field, and that symbolically shows me that they've gone to the light because everyone doesn't go to light. And so, and if they don't go to light, they could be in the tween worlds where they might not give accurate information, and they could give very clear information, but not very accurate information. And so always check their, what I call the credentials. And then even after I see the badge thing, I still do different techniques just to make sure that they're holding their power, just like beaming love at them. And if they start shaking, then if it's a different kind of energy that's not the highest energy, then they can't hold the love signature. And also, I always open up space before I do any kind of reading. I open up and ask, I put a shield of protection. So those are the three things that I tell everybody to do when they get messages. And remember that an energy that comes in that's given a message, if it has an urgency to it, I always kind of wonder about that and wonder if it's if it could be clouded over by, like what you said, by yourself and or their self, because they know that if especially you said a key thing that the son is like pulling back from this. And so the father, just think of it logically, the father is on the other side, and if he's on the other side and sees everything, he would know how his son would receive a message. And so he wouldn't want to do anything that's disruptive. You know what I mean? They wouldn't want to say, hey, go and do this because that's disruptive, and that's not their job. Their part of their job is continuing to work on their evolution. And so they're going to give us evolutionary empowering messages, not disempowering messages. And their messages do tend to be from support and love. And if they come in shame and finger wagging or this or telling us what to do, that's not part of their evolutionary process. They can give us insightful information. They could come in just like my grandmother came in and said, you know what, I gave you guys half of a clue. You know, go out for your job, put your information in. So she didn't tell us what to do. And she didn't say, Carrie, you do this, my sister Erin and Devin. She just was filling what she saw over on the other side, changing a generational pattern that was handed down to her. And so those are things to really look for, and this is for everybody, Shelley, because the veil is getting thinner, and people are starting to pick up more of non-entities' energies, and so we do want to check, again, their credentials, and when somebody has kind of like an urgency, and especially if it involves something that, like, two married people and they have to tell the person, then I always kind of chill it out. I put it on the back burner because, and if you don't feel comfortable with it, you could say to the father that he has to deliver that message in a different way, and so mm-hmm. and then it'll be done. It's not your job or your responsibility. And if you feel it is, then it could be that you are consciously or subconsciously attached to the an outcome there. You know what I mean?
Exactly, and that's what I'm questioning right now.
Right.
Is this me? Is this him? Is it this these sort of superfluous feelings that we have that we can't?
Right.
You know,
I'm seeing this a little bit of everything. It's a little bit
okay.
of everything. And so that's where. Go ahead.
Do I just kind of step away from that and not, because I have told his dad, I can give this when I can give this, because I brought up the subject with this friend of mine that I am a medium, and then I felt him take about 100 steps back, because I think that it was a lot of information for him to know. Mm-hmm. And now I feel like it's even further away, the possibility of me giving this message. So now I feel like I'm putting the sense of urgency on myself.
Right. And so that's when you really want to, especially if you're going to continue to develop and give messages, that if there's an urgency, you could put it in the back burner. And
okay.
again, if there's divine intervention, they'll bring an angel or whatever in. They don't put that responsibility on us. You know what I mean? And so,
yeah.
Or most of the time, I should say, 99.99% of the time, that you don't find that putting on us, because that's interfering with our free will, and that's in our own life evolutionary process. And so, so I would absolutely kind of put it on the back burner as far as not feeling like it's not your responsibility. And then also go back into as far as do I have any where do I feel like the urgency? Is it part of me feeling I have to want to fix it, want to connect with him? You know, just kind of question that.
Right.
And that's it. Think of this as great, huge practice. It's like baptism by fire as far as what to do when you get messages. And whenever
right.
I could be sitting at Walmart and having a dead brother say, you know, I love my sister, whatever. I wouldn't go up to that person. It's not appropriate for me. That person could
right.
be saying it for me to exercise, continue to prune, and really, you know, practice the trade. And
right.
never so tap on her shoulder and say, hey, your dead brother's sitting there and says he says he loves you. If she turned around and said, my brother died, blah, 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 and she was crying, and then it seemed like a window of opportunity, that's a totally different story. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like they
mm-hmm.
seem to be drawn to you, and that does happen. And all of a sudden, you could be finding yourself and having those conversations. But there's always a part of we don't have to go out and give the information to people, especially if they're pulling back, because then what's
right.
going to happen is it could kind of backfire as far as your confidence. You know what I mean? Because
right.
they could react, and then it's like a bull, a thing coming back, and it's like like an arrow coming back at us. And we always, and this is, again, for everybody, because the veil is getting thinner. We're having more communication with non-physical beings. And so you always want to check the message. You always want to make sure you're clean yourself as far as where you're putting the energies into. And just to really be able to see what the big picture is. Is it a message of love? Is it about evolving? Or is it like convoluted and all twisted up? And if it is, then I would really question what they're doing over on the other side. Because just because
yeah.
the dead does not mean that we have immediately gone into the heaven evolution.
So do you think this friend of mine is pulling away from me right now? Can you see any of that?
I see him taking his hand, his right hand over the right side of his heart. And so that means right now. And so he is being protective. But it's not only with you, Shelley. I see it with, like, everybody. I see him doing a nine, and his head is down. So that's, think of nines or endings, closings, ending of things, finishing off, tying off, reviewing. And he's looking down. So that means to me, even, like, a sense of, like, heavy weight on him. And
yeah.
so so you could feel it as a sensitive. You could feel it as he is pulling back. But he's not blocking his whole heart when I put your energy up to him. He's not pushing you away. He's just kind of looking over your head. And so, like, reflecting at the sky, looking down on the ground. So that means to me, in his own head, processing his own stuff. So as another fellow being to fellow being, if you have concern with him or want connection, do, like, clean prayers. I call it the angel-to-angel prayer, where you're doing higher self to higher self. And if there could be any other agenda in there, you know, ask your angels to put a filter that you only want angel-to-angel, higher self to higher self, that
mm-hmm.
you're not sending. We could send people stuff with all of us, like, kind of a tag along with our agendas or stuff, too. So that's why I always go to the angel-to-angel talk.
Okay.
Send, like, energy to his way, clean, filtered energy. And if you feel like you want to, but also remember that whenever we're connected to people, and he's obviously part of your soul group, that the more we strengthen our own energy signature, it goes out to all those that we are connected to, be it to a friend or our family. And that goes, it's a silent thing. We don't have to say anything. And we just, it's our pure resonance goes out there, and it acts like a tuning fork to people. And that has them download their own information to help them be able to do their stuff. So you're going through a real period, I see, over the next 4 days, 4 weeks into the next 4 months of real acceleration with this. Also, I see April as a huge fireworks right through the middle of April. And that's when I see fireworks that are all even, that's a good sign for me as far as explosion, celebration. And I just heard, I said, celebrate what? And then I heard a grandmother maternal say life. And so looking at life different, celebrating mm-hmm. life and really feeling, I see on high heels where one heel is not quite even. So think of over the next couple of years, I mean, next couple of weeks, months, that you're evening out your heels. So that's foot foundational energies, looking at your relationships, looking at your root chakra stuff. And then the shoes aren't totally off. They're not totally off balance, but it's like balancing out foundational energies. And again, when it comes to April, having a totally different view of things because all of a sudden your heels are very tall. And so that's being the observer, being in this world, not of it. Reading energy patterns versus it keeps it cleaner. You know what I mean? It's just like mm-hmm. it's just like reading lines or feeling lines mm-hmm. or sensing lines or getting messages with lines, and it's just energy. So we're not attached to any kind of feeling there. It's just
right.
It's just like keep it. It's like looking at a movie or just looking at again swirls of energy going here and here. And so there's non-attachment. And if you feel yourself attached, that's where you want to, like, I had a situation with my daughter where I said, I'm not getting a clean read here, or if any kind of friends, I'm not getting clean because she's my daughter, and I had a strong sense, but I wasn't going to, I just called in for help because I could get a clean read with it. So that's another practice that we all want to do for ourselves, too. And also the whole paradox is that we all have answers within, so the more we go in, the more crystal clear and clear where we get with our energy, the more we do know what's up. And so for us in our evolutionary process, and of course it's going to work out for everybody else, too, around us. All right?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And we're going for a break. You're listening to the Kara Conner Show.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low-cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Conner every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Carrie O'Conner Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, on The Dr. Pat Show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level. restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and I'll be with you to the top of the hour. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Okay, sounds like a plan. And we've got a couple Cheryls on the line. We have one from Auburn, one from Seattle. Let's go to Cheryl in Auburn first. She's having a couple financial issues that's actually kind of going into the family a little bit. So let's see if we can smooth things out with that. Cheryl, welcome to the Carol Connor Show.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. So what's going on, Cheryl?
Well, just money in general. I feel like I'm probably blocking the flow because I worry about it. And my husband has a side business and likes to spend money, but also has had some success. So where do I encourage him and where do I pull him back? Mm-hmm. And then where does it fall as far as the family? Someday I'd like to buy a house. I mean, my stuff is kind of being put on hold.
Okay. And it's interesting because I see you trying to rein in a horse. So think of your husband symbolically as a horse, and you're doing it kind of, it's like you're in the passenger seat, or you're in the, imagine a horse and carriage, and you're showing me that you're in the carriage seat where you would be having the reins, but you're bending over to the right and trying to hold the reins. And so that's an interesting posture. So that's why you could be really feeling like you're blocking flow right now, because I always talk about the energetic posture of standing up straight with our feet 2 feet apart and our shoulders out. And that's literally an energetic posture that we want our energy bodies be, and our physical body is just 0.1% of what we are, and we're 99.99999% of that energy body. And those bodies absolutely do have postures, and they do block out flow, and they do, get into confusion. So think of, it's interesting that your body even showed me, because I pay attention to everything, including the symbolic language, that you showed me a horse and carriage, and that it looks like almost the things that, I'm from the East Coast, and they have New York where they have horse and carriage things and where you go around. So part of this is the past life influence is what I'm seeing too, as far as the money flow, and even I'm hearing vows of poverty and celibacy. So I'd absolutely work on having a mantra, if it resonates with you, about clearing any kind of vows of poverty and celibacy that in any direction of space or time. And what that does is it like sends energy down the tubes and clears off and starts eating away anything that could be deep down in your subconscious that has to do with that I gave vows of poverty and celibacy and I had a very happy, joyful life, or that I actually had a very horrible life in those incarnations, but there's still a charge in your energy field, and it can absolutely block flows. I've seen it. I see it all the time. And so I'd work on that, again, if it resonates with you. And so as you're working on that, it's going to helps to have you stand up. And actually, I'm seeing you lean to your left side. You're in the left side of the carriage, but I've been leaning to the right, so I'd absolutely work on balancing your energy, the left side to the right side, because think of our body constantly needs flow. It's talking to each other all the time. So even doing infinity eights on the right side and the left side of your body will help, again, align you and also help see clear, because when I look at your husband's energy, I'm seeing him like in the middle of a horse and carriage, and he has his hands on two reins, so there's a part of him, and he seems to be doing it kind of evenly. So think of that's when he's in flow, when he's having success. When I look at his energy field, there's a part of his energy that remembers his success, and that's really important for having success, is to have our physical, mental bodies remembering that success, because it literally creates cellular memory. Think of cellular post-traumatic stress, we remember that, but we also feed and feed our energy field with those positive times. So he's showing me this band around his head that has a successful time. So that leads to more success. When you look to in energy fields of extremely successful people, they have this aura of success around them, and it doesn't matter if what they ran into had even bankrupt at time. They know that they have the energy and the way, and it's interesting that he has in both hands the two different reins. So that shows me flexibility and that he's reining in. But I also noticed that he's shorter or smaller. So think of that he's butting in, learning how to rein in the energy more, and as that also could be reining in his spending more. So you could see more of the incoming versus bringing in and outgoing, right? And that goes back down to where I hear a paternal grandmother on his side coming in and saying, actually it could be even great-grandma, and she's pointing to you, and I'm also seeing Dorothy, and she's very, I heard her say the name Dorothy, and so there could be a Dorothy connection. And I also heard, like, Ruth or Rules, Dorothy Rules, something like that, but she's tight-lipped. She looks like almost like a schoolmarm, and her lips are very, very, very tight. And again, I feel like I'm going to the great-grandmother category. And so, and she's pointing to your shoes symbolically, where they're like turning from shoes that look raggy until like the shoes from Wizard of Oz. So think of that represents our root chakra, and that's all about home, family, how we feel like we're planted into the earth. Do we feel supported? And again, that's going to help with flow because you're very sensitive. You're very empathic, so you can pick up on other people's energies, your husband's energies, and it could pull you. Think of like having all these cords around in different situations and scenarios pulling us off balance, and we get off balance, and we interrupt the flow, then we interrupt the flow, then we try to control it in other circumstances. So think of where, and actually it's interesting because I see your husband positions himself energetically behind you a little bit, like behind just the corners. And so there's a part of him individuating and, again, learning how to do the reins and, you know, also being encouraged to rein in his own spending and have more of a balance, because that's where it will have you feel more balanced or more part of let's get to the drawing table and talk about like our plan together. Let's make a let's bring it down to the physical is what I'm seeing you doing. And especially from now to December, Cheryl, I'm seeing you working with different, you're showing me different ropes, and again, learning how to, there's a delicate balance of giving and receiving. And so, but as soon as we get the feeling of it, it's like it locks in our energy field. This is how it feels to give and receive. This is how it feels to rein stuff in and put stuff out. And so that's what I see, that you're really fine-tuning, again, from now to December. And then I just see, actually it's interesting, the whole, like, river flowing over. It looks like a tidal wave on your right side, and it's all crystal water. At first it looked like water that looked black at first, but then it's when it started flowing, it was all crystalline, I'm seeing fish in it. So think of that means opportunities for abundance, more flow, and you'll feel it physically, mentally, emotionally. And then I see the water go to your husband, and I see him in a boat, and then he turns from a rowboat to a motorboat. So that's it. That's my symbols of increased business, increased opportunities, and that's rather quickly. And so that goes back to the root chakra. When somebody is doing something to have success and opportunities coming to them rather quickly, we want to have a strong foundation, because when we don't have that strong foundation, it's like I was talking earlier about the person with the safety net underneath us symbolically, then it could feel like it's a wild ride. And I noticed that all the language that your body, your husband's bodies are showing me has to do with carriages, horse and carriages, boats, and water of emotions. And so that's very symbolic of having, think of the carriage and the boat represents yourself in a way, your husband in a way, and again, the water is the emotional body, and it's our structure, it's our physical home, think of our surroundings. So you want to feng shui, clear out, get rid of, make sure you're having the flow coming in. And then I see the flow that comes in, and it does come in like a sense of a tidal wave kind of deal. That's you guys are ready for it. Like you have, I see you with like a little kid with a beach thing, like a kid happy to go to the beach, and that you have the little preserver around you, and it's a pink, like a almost like a dragon or a benign little thing. That's, and think of when I see dragons, that means somebody's their wounded child, and so to be holding it around your waist, and that you have the your hands on it, and you have circles on it, and I see hearts. That means really working on really conscious, subconscious things, past life influences, and feeling like you have your hands are firmly on it. And I see you as a child, anywhere from 2 to 4 years old. So that really goes down to our foundational energies, and that's huge. And again, going to the root of matters, root chakra issues, clearing it out. And then I see your husband. It's interesting because you do this, and I see him position himself automatically by your side. So it's more of leading by action and leading by reigning, you know, by our own energy, by our own words, by what we're doing. And it, like, it makes him feel like he's a spot, because I see part of his spending goes into wanting to feel outside stuff for gratification, for a fill, and it's on his left side, so that also would affect female-female relationships. And so the more he feels filled within himself on his left side of his energy field, the more he's not going to have to get the toys or the other outside things to fill us things up. They just, when we feel filled with ourselves, that those things that seem to not matter, and doesn't mean that we can't have stuff, but they just don't have a, it's like we hold it in a posture that they could come through us. Things come and go. We'd have a boat for a while, we leave the boat, and we're not attached to it, because otherwise we're a prisoner to stuff, and then it feels like we absolutely start draining things. So think of this as a huge time for yourself individually, your husband, really getting down to foundational stuff, and really being able to block the money stuff and changing generational patterns on both sides. So that's a very good thing. Okay?
Thank you. And my grandmother's name was Dorothy. So
all
that
right,
makes sense.
There we go. Perfect.
Okay.
So she's absolutely around and with you, and it's all about foundation stuff. Okay, hon?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right. And you've listened to the Carrie O'Connor Show. And until next week, may you align with the divine.